This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us on Faith Talk 1360 KPXQ. I have a special show today with a very special guest. You guys, we have Jessica Beresford, who is the Director of Operations for Father Matters. Yes, she is in here today, and we're going to talk about a very special program that she launched. It's called the Father Matters Baby Bag Program. And when Jessica Post first ran it past me, I was like, okay, I mean, if this work is, you know, we need it for the kids and need it for the families, let's go ahead and do what we got to do. She took this thing and took it to a level that is just blew the roof off of everything that we're trying to do right now. So I want to welcome Jessica. Welcome to the Father Matters Show, Jessica.
Thank you, Vance. Thank you for having me.
Yes, Jessica, tell us, what is the Father Matters Baby Bag Program?
Well, our Baby Bag Program is an emergency kit for families who is in need of diapers, who are trying to make it to the next day to having diapers and caring for their children and the well-being of their children. And the diaper bags are included with diapers, wipes, toys, educational materials, resources for parents. So a good way for parents to get to the next stage in order before they get their checks or before they get additional funding in order to get diapers for their children.
So what made you want to start the baby bag program? What happened? What was going on?
Well, we partner with a resource center, and there's families that come in, and some of these families that came in are living inside their cars. Mm. It was very, you know, heartening to see them with their child in hand, even a family dog, just needing resources, a place to go. They looked like they needed a bath. So even though they didn't necessarily ask for diapers, you know that there was a need there. And because there's not too many resources that do offer that service, it was something that I felt like we needed to step up and do.
And then what I also want people to know, Jessica, you took this project personally. You took it hands on. And I know I hear you say, well, you know, people are sleeping in their cars and they really needed diaper bags. They really needed help. And that sounds good coming from an organizational ministry standpoint. But really, Jessica, you're just being very humble. You took this and you have been blessing so many families with this. I mean, talking to stores and Targets, trying to get gift cards to make this thing happen. You also partnered up with the Diaper Bank. How did that relationship come together?
Well, this is a resource that I found in the community, the Diaper Bank of Central Phoenix, or Central Arizona, excuse me. And what they do, they're actually a company who decided to be a diaper bank within their company. We got connected with them, and they were there to supply the diapers. Of course, you know, they only have a limited diapers, so there's only so much resources they can provide us. So with the diapers that they provided, we also contacted Targets. We have other community partners like South Phoenix Healthy Start, First Things First, and the Preventative Health Collaborative. So I just went out into the community. I really just knocked on the doors and told them what our families needed, how important this is, that, you know, that these families and their children are taken care of, and that funding should not be the issue why families don't have diapers or don't have the tools necessary to have, you know, a healthy family.
To be eligible to qualify for the Father Matters diaper bag, what would they have to do? What would someone have to do?
It is so easy. I mean, just come in, call, schedule an appointment, fill out our intake form that takes less than 5 minutes, and just come in and be ready to take the bag. We're not asking for a whole lot of information. We don't have those standards, those criteria, those zip codes. We are here to serve. So we just need you to come in, fill out a little bit of information, and you'll get your baby bag right then and there.
And I've been in the office when I've seen people, I mean, it's like they came in, the baby has their last diaper on. Mm-hmm. And the way you just talk with them and give them hope and you speak life into them, I'm like, Jessica, you're handling the day-to-day operations. We've got conferences, we got workshops, we've got trainings. And just to see how you will sit down and walk these young moms and some of these young dads through that whole process. And then I love it how you just also let them know about there are other resources that we have and who we partner with. And my thing is, first of all, I just wanted to thank you so much for doing that. But one of the things is people don't realize, you know, we do need some help and support in keeping the baby bag program going. I mean, we are running out of diapers before we run out of month.
Yes.
What is some of the ways that the community can help with the Father Matters diaper bag program?
Well, we have quite a few ways. Number one way is you can donate yourself. I mean, if you just donated some money to our website, you can log on to fathermatters.org. We have a section where you can donate, and you can supply money that way. You can donate by donating diapers. You can drop it off at our South Phoenix corporate office. You can donate by signing up for Fry's Rewards. Every time you shop at Fry's Rewards, a portion of some money comes to your nonprofit, which would be Father Matters. And there's a variety of different ways. You can cut a check. That easy to cut a check and put it in the mailbox to Father Matters. And all that will help create these baby bags. It only just takes a few dollars from everyone, and you'd be surprised how many diaper bags we can put together and how many families we can support.
Yeah, because this particular project, we don't have any funding for.
No, this is all just knocking on doors, going to community partners. We made it happen. We, you know, funding is important. We all know that for a nonprofit. But at the end of the day, if there's a need, you got to make it happen, and you can't let funding stop you. So you use the resources in your community. But along, that only goes so far. So really help having people donate, contributing will really make it go an extra step further.
And Thanksgiving is next week.
Mm-hmm.
And then Christmas is coming right around the corner. Diapers is something that people need. And it's just the important. I did not see or realize how important it was. And, you know, people are coming and catching a bus to come see us. Mm-hmm. And it's like this bag and with these resources and with these wipes. What are some of the stories that you hear from people, like what they're going through, why they, you know, they just can't afford diapers? What are they saying when they're contacting you?
Well, my very first client was a father, a young father. He does have a wife and two children. He was actually in a shelter. So I get a lot of families that are in shelter that are even being referred by the shelter. So we do get a lot of families that are, you know, going through a transition in their lives. And, you know, while they're worrying about how I'm going to get a job, how I'm going to get my home, they have to worry about diapers. So we do get a lot of clients. A father was, you know, needing diapers to support his child. And he felt proud to come into our agency and get the diapers and not always rely on the mom to go to an agency. He felt comfortable. He felt like he can be himself and just providing for his family. So to me, that was the greatest thing that I could ever experience. That was a purpose of why I created this baby bag program, so that we can give people the chance to be able to take care of their family. And with that, you know, we do provide diaper bags, but we also imply other services. So when you come in, we talked to the father. He got that service, but I also found out he needed employment. You know, he needed a way that he can get parenting education because he wants to be a better father. So we build a relationship with them as well as with the partnering agencies to provide more than just a diaper bag program.
So when they come in for diapers, they get resources. They can plug into some of the other programs that we're doing. I see here, what are some of the sizes? Because some people might be saying, hey, I've got a tote full of diapers in the garage because my grandchild outgrew them, or my daughter or my son. What about, I know we're talking about the diaper bags. I mean, could people also donate unused diapers?
Oh, yes, please. We look forward to it. We really need the diapers. I hear a lot of parents say, you know what, I had all these diapers. They no longer needed them. So I'd love to donate them because our kids grow fast. So, of course, there's a lot of things that we just either throw away or we don't know where to give. We take diapers, preemies, all the way up to 5T. A lot of children in training stages right now who need those diapers, who need those training pants. So anything that you might have, even if you have a disabled child, I know a lot of disabled families have a lot of diapers that they have, or training pants that they have stored up because, you know, they get so many. So we would love to take any of those things that you have. Feel free to call us and come and drop them off. If you just give us a call so we can schedule that, we'll have all the room necessary to take your diapers.
And what I love about that, too, when you hear people say, because we help them with diapers, they can get a bus card.
Yes.
I mean, that $40, $70, $100 just for diapers is such a financial burden for so many people. Are you partnering with churches? How can churches get involved?
Well, churches can also get involved. They have outreach ministries within their organizations. They have families in their organizations. They can always do a diaper drive for us. We would love to participate in that and partnering with you. You guys can collect the diapers. We do a pickup. All you have to do is give us a call so we can coordinate that with you. Even stores, even businesses, they can all do a diaper drive, just like we do a food drive, just like we do, you know, a clothing drive or a school supply drive. Those are things that we can also do and ways you can partner with us in order to provide those diapers. And it doesn't also have to be diapers. It can be wipes. It can be educational toys. It could be books. Those are things that we like to put in a diaper bag because diapers are important, but so are some of the other resources and things a child might need that they might not have.
How many diaper bags can I come and get per year?
Well, some of our qualifications is you just get 3 bags per year. So that's 1 per month. So if you want to use them all up in the first 3 months, that's fine. Or if you want to stagger it or you find like you only need it so many times a year, then that's fine. But you can only get 3 a bag per month. We really want to be able to serve everyone.
3 bags per month?
Three bags per year.
Per year. So not once a month. That's just right. So you'll keep a record of when they come in.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So and I see here on the flyer, while supplies last. What's been happening? Jesse, that's why I wanted to, you know, take you off your busy schedule today and get you in the studio and not let them hear from me, but hear from you because you are so heavily involved. We say supplies last. What's been happening over the last few months?
Well, things go quickly. Things do not last. So, you know, diapers are getting scarce. You know, there are so many sizes that people actually want, similar sizes, a lot of 3s, a lot of 4s, a lot of 5s. So those go fast. Because a lot of our items are donated, you know, things are only there for a limited time. So if we don't keep replenishing that, things will just continue to go just as fast as they came in. So we're pretty scarce. We have a low inventory right now, and that's good. We've been serving the community, but at the same time, we still want to serve other family members that are out there that are in need of diapers.
So what kind of materials that's going inside the bag? What else is going in? You say toys?
Yeah, we've had donated from South Phoenix Healthy Start. It was a safety kit. And this was a huge kit, 15 pieces. It helped lock up your cabinets, put the door holders. So a good safety kit, you know, to lock up the toilet, for make sure there's no drowning. So that was a great thought as far as a toy. It's not necessarily a toy, but it is a key thing that a lot of young parents need to have when having an infant or a toddler. Other toys, we had a rattle ball. We've had some books, and we've also had a few rattles and things that go with babies. But we also need things for toddlers as well. You know, there is toddlers in diapers, so it's important that we get some developmental staging toys so that they have something that they might not have had before.
And what I love about this is when they come in to get diapers, they don't realize that they're getting more than just diapers. Like you said, they're getting a listening ear. Mm-hmm. They get to plug into some of the other services that we're doing, as well as some of our community partners. What joy do you get out of this, Jessica? I see it. I mean, when people are leaving and they're doing their intake paperwork and getting more stuff, what joy are you getting out of this?
Well, I'm very happy. I get lifted up, you know. Sometimes I come into the office just like as a regular day, but when I walk out of there, I feel so excited that I am able to support. I am able to be there for someone. I'm able to walk life out with them. It's not just taking a paper and doing A to Z and saying you need to do this in order to be in our program, but I get to talk to them as human being. I get to really help uplift them in ways that I needed to be uplifted.
Well, you're listening to the Father Matters Show with Vance Sims, and today's guest is Jessica Beresford, Director of Operations of Father Matters. And we're talking about the Father Matters Baby Bag Program. We'll hear more from Jessica after this. Hey, Father Matters Show family, will you show us some love? We want the Father Matters Show to be your community and family resource program by providing you right now answers for right now issues. Become a Father Matters Show champion by liking Father Matters on Facebook. If you miss us Saturday night, log on to blogtalkradio.com, soundcloud.com, or fathermatters.org and share the Father Matters Show with your friends and family. Thank you. Welcome back to the Father Matters Show with Vance Sims. And our guest today is Jessica Beresford, Director of Operations for Father Matters. And I'm so glad that she's in the studio today. And we're talking about the Father Matters Baby Bag Program. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also, catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. Jessica, we was talking about the baby bag program and the needs that people have and why they need diapers. Let's get a little deeper about what are they saying when they come into the office because they need our diaper bag program. What are people going through? We know times is hard right now. What are they going through?
Yes, Vance. A lot of them come in saying they've lost their jobs. They just got out of prison or their family members in prison. There's a lot going on with some of these families that really need to be addressed, losing homes. You know, with the lack of employment, they have no homes, or they're settling for jobs that aren't paying enough just to, you know, get by for the day. So a lot of these things are causing why people need diapers, why their kids need that extra support. So that's why we really help them focus on those additional resources more than just the baby bags.
Yeah, and this is the heart of Father Matters. You know, you hear us on the radio. We do the National Father Matters Tribune that goes out every month. You can subscribe to the Tribune by logging on to fathermatters.org. But the boots on the ground side of Father Matters, we're working with people who are broken, who are hurting, and they feel dropped, Jessica. Mm-hmm. And like you said, some of these guys come to us, their hearts are heavy. The moms come to us, mm-hmm. their hearts are heavy. And the women share some intimate things with you
yes.
about why some of them are in the situation. Some of them are even in domestic violence shelters. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yes, we get a lot of women from the domestic violence shelter who are, you know, currently actively going through a hardship with the relationship. Active violence causes the setup where they need to leave immediately, you know, where they don't have the resources to take with them or plan to move out. So because of that struggle, you know, they're coming in for diapers, but, you know, they're hurting inside. You know, they look at me, they tell me what's going on in their relationships, you know, how they do not want to be in it anymore. But while they're working with that, you know, they're still trying to take care of their children and their family. So, you know, it can be disheartening to hear how the mothers feel, you know, how they're experiencing life the way it is. And all they want to do is just make the best for themselves and for their kids. And knowing that some of those women are actually in active abusive relationships, even women that aren't even in domestic violence shelters are coming to me, you know, saying, hey, you know, I'm experiencing this. And, you know, I feel so proud that they're comfortable enough to share this with me, you know. So as my duty, I feel like I have to take it above and beyond just saying, well, thank you for filling out the paperwork. Have a nice day. You know, so we really help them out. We really talk to them. You know, there is fathers as well that do experience abuse. We do hear that a lot, you know, whether it's verbal abuse or physical abuse. We do hear those situations that brought them to the shelter as it is. You know, there's a lot of fathers who are just with their children, don't have the mother around. We have got a lot of fathers that are from the shelter in that standpoint. But the lack of employment, the lack of skill set that some of these fathers have, or mothers, is really detrimental in making sure that they can take care of their families.
And what I love is they get hope. They get encouragement when they leave Father Matters. And share with us a little more about, you know, that's, you know, you come in with diaper bags. Most likely, if you need a diaper bag, you need a job.
Yes.
Or if you need a diaper bag, you're dealing with, like you said, domestic violence or just brokenness.
Yes.
How do we also help them with the jobs?
Well, we have a job and training institute. We have a class every month, and this class is for 8 hours a day, 8 hours that day, and you sit with a variety of other people who are also looking for employment. Some are looking for employment. Some want to enhance their skill sets. So some of them are coming from the jail. Some of them coming from prison. A lot of people we have at our job and training want to sit down and talk about their resume, want to go over interviewing skills, want to go over different ways to job search, because times have changed. We're no longer using the newspapers anymore. We're going into an online state now, and a lot of our clients don't have that skill set to get out there. You know, they just want to work with someone to be able to help them with that. So we have those resources available for them.
So like I said, you may come in, customers. We don't call them clients. That's what I love about Father Matters, our crew. We don't call them clients, mm-hmm. our customers, because they may be coming in for a diaper bag, and we end up helping them with their lives.
Yes.
And, you know, and not to be a downer of the conversation, but, you know, Father Matters, we got hit pretty hard financially at the end of this year. We lost a couple of grants.
Yes.
We lost a couple of contracts. And things happen. Things shift. Some of the programs and agencies that we were going to partner with or grants that we thought we were going to get just went a different direction.
Yeah.
And how has that kind of, because the phones are still ringing.
Yeah.
The emails are still coming. The need is still there. what can we share with our listeners? You know, we got listeners all over the country right now. How can they be a part of that Father Matters family? And I know early at the top of the show we said how they can donate to help with the diaper bag program. But how can they help so this ministry just keep doing what we're doing?
Well, you know, one of the things that I can suggest is supporting Father Matters. We have a variety of different methods. You know, you have just a basic volunteering, come into our organization, sit down, work with some of the people in your own community, you know. Be a friend, be a neighbor to that person. Other ways you can is donating. You know, if you have a foundation, you can donate through the foundation. If you have staff, you know, we can come in and we can talk to your staff at your employment agency and let them know the resources. We can give you, the employer, the tools necessary to be able to work with the parents and the families within your own organization. Definitely can go online and donate with us. We have that complete setup. You can be a monthly donor. You can be a daily donor. You can be a yearly donor. So there's different ways that you can give and help each of these families. I have to say, it doesn't really take a whole lot to help these families. You just have to know that we're going to continue to do this. I mean, yes, we lost a few grants, and there's a things that aren't working out the way we wanted to, but we're still doing it. I still have to come in and answer the phones. Our client's life isn't going to stop just because, you know, we're not getting the right funding that we want. We just have to work harder at making sure that we can supply the needs necessary. And that means working with the community more, you know, getting out there and allowing for you to help support us, you know, whether it's financially, whether it's volunteering your time, whether it's your skill set. We really just want your support.
And this is the time of the year. Thanksgiving is next week. A lot of agencies, a lot of organizations, a lot of ministries, a lot of churches. As you know, when I'm not doing a radio show or at the office with you guys or doing the workshops, I'm at meetings and I'm coming back and I'm sharing with you, wow, Jessica, even, you know, ABC ministry is hurting or ABC organization got hit financially. But the need is still there. And, you know, Thanksgiving next week, you know, some people, again, coming back to the diaper bag program, we had no idea that the success that this was going to have. And we're trying to reach 100 more families by Christmas time, right? Correct?
Yes, yes, that's correct.
And like we said, we need the bags, we need the diapers, we need the wipes. We need people to just, if you can just step up and be a part of this, because we have the people waiting. We've got people on hold right now. People, we said, we don't have that size right now.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, what I'd like to do is really just collaborate and do a diaper drive or do the products that we need and create a drive. I mean, this is the time. Right now we're doing turkey drives. You know, we're trying to put food in a box for a family. And that's good. You know, our diaper program is good. We want those drives. But at the same time, we would like for you to donate financially. And the reason why I say that is because you're not only helping with diapers, but you're helping with the employment side of things, case management, someone to support them in completing their goals and to walk life out with them. It's more than just saying, here's a workshop, here's a bag, have a
right.
nice day. You know, it's important that we are able to really be successful.
Even the life skill side, we didn't touch on that. The life skill side, we did a huge mother to mother workshop last month. Some of them CPS, Child Protective Service clients, customers claim.
Yeah, we have a variety of different clients, and I mean, the mother-to-mother was so inspiring. These ladies, they get together. They walk in with the thought that it's just going to be a normal parenting class. But turns out it's a group of women that are just there for each other that, you know, one's been through that experience before and is willing to share or willing to listen and to support. And that's what a lot of the mothers needed, you know, to get together and to be able to have that support. That's all anyone needs is that support and someone to listen to them.
And how can our listeners get in touch with Father Matters, get in touch with you, Jessica?
Well, we have our website. That's always a great place to go and start off. With it's fathermatters.org. You can give us a call at 602-774-3298 or send us an email at info@fathermatters.org. We'll get back to you within 48 hours and we'll be there to support and help you and connect you to the right services.
And we got Facebook, Twitter. You want to tell them about that?
Yes, our social media. Let's not forget that. That's a good way to follow us. Facebook.com, Twitter.com, and all our other ways that we can be on social media.
Jessica, thank you for joining me today. I appreciate you coming in on your busy schedule.
Thank you, Vance.
Thank you for listening to the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. I want to thank my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there. And if it's in your heart to give and help Father Matters, help these communities, please do. We'll see you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you and God bless.